There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Superhero brother, and it's time to get down. I'll be hitting in the shadow undercover at night. I'm a bad up for two attacks. I'm your symbol of freedom, your symbol of hope, your symbol of justice for those who don't know. I'm the arms of the world, trying to true. And if you want to step well, baby, I'm coming after you.
Hey, how you doing? I'm coming after you, baby.
This is from the Helicarrier, your number one news source from Marvel Gaming. I am Epic Boss McFall, throwing it off track there and coming in with some headlines in the golden lovely voice of Brian Ibbett.
Ooh, yes. All right. A lot of stuff to talk about today. Songbird has been announced for the next PvP. We'll talk about who the heck she is. We know. Don't worry. We know. Black Knight or Thundra is getting replaced as a worthy. We'll talk about who's stepping into or rolling in to their place. That should be a good hint. Deathlock at Covert Ops continues. PvP continues. We're not even really bothering. Spec Ops also continues, but really, who cares? We'll have a live lockbox opening. We'll see if somebody can unlock Shocker.
That's
and
right.
On the MAA2 front, Sif, Thor, and Valkyrie are coming along with Chapter 5. Before we get to all of that stuff, let's see what is currently on sale. Charles, what should we be throwing our gold at?
Well, you know, you should be throwing it at Patreon to help me remember to pull up the sales. No, okay, here. I was luckily not in a fight. I was ready to go. Deathlock Fist for the Spec Ops, still 64 gold weapon. PvP stuff that we're like, sure, whatever. Then last season's PvP stuff, 50% off. And that's about it. Of course, you got your standard EA ISOs, those kind of things, your refined ISOs as well. I don't believe between last week and this week there's been any kind of sales either. I do know Craven did hit for 20% off if you bought him with gold. I thought that's what somebody said, and I thought I saw that, but I can't pull it up in my mind bank right now that I indeed saw it, so maybe I'm making it up that it's coming instead. But I do know Craven, if he did not drop, then he is on the way to drop. Hellcat is on the way to drop. And rumors have it that the Blimey, that's a big lamppost you're carrying, coming out as a weapon soon. What was that called? The Doom Lantern, I think it was.
Oh, Lantern of Doom.
That's it. Yeah. Blimey, that's a big lamppost you're carrying. So, right. That's the sales right now.
Very good. All right. Well, let's get into our headlines here.
Craven did drop for a slight gold discount because now he is in to recruit for 135.
Oh, there you go. So, all right. So if you've been Craven, you now have a way to pick him up. Couldn't resist.
I know.
All right. Before we get into, do you have any shout outs, by the way?
Not today. That's come across my chat so far.
That's all right. Well, let's really quickly tell you about the sponsor for this episode of From the Helicarrier. Of course, it is that wonderful aunt that always sends you just the most perfect gift boxes ever. That's not really your aunt, though. It's Loot Crate, and they know exactly what you want, whether it's Doctor Who or Guardians of the Galaxy or Deadpool or Batman or Firefly, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They know exactly what you want. And if you're on a quest to get something cool, you're in luck this month. Charles, why are they in luck this month?
Because this month is about theming of quest. Get the exclusive items from Labyrinth, Harry Potter, History Channel's Vikings, Uncharted 4, and of course, t-shirts and loot pins. Galore! I've not actually watched Vikings, but I heard it's really, really good. And I know people who are fans of it are looking forward to this box. You mentioned Firefly. That's not an exclusive in this box this month. However, Loot Crate does offer a Firefly crate of its own. Mm-hmm. Much like Marvel and DC Collector, blah, blah, blah. Who cares about Marvel and DC? We're talking about Loot Crate, man.
Yeah, Loot Crate, man.
They have the Firefly. I think it's called, I forget what it's called because I keep thinking of the wrong boxes, but I know they have their own Firefly crate. This month is Jane. It looks like they're theming it for Jane with his own statue, the cup, yes. Like from Janesville, where the right. Mutter's cup, Mutter's milk. Yeah, so.
The only thing that would make it better is when you open the box, if it sings the song.
Yeah, man. Now, that's a little different. That's part of Loot Crate. It's not part of what I'm about to talk about. So, it's a separate subscription. It costs a little bit more, but it's worth looking at, I'm telling you. But for the standard every month Loot Crate, it's less than $20 a month. You'll get 6 to 8 items, guaranteed to be $50 or more in value. 19th of each month is coming up in the middle of April. It's coming up 19th. So you got to get in now to get the box. Go to lootcrate.com/giant-size-team-up. Enter code giant-size-team-up to save $3 and have a lot of fun. And every time you open your box and go, why did I order this? And then the golden light shines on your face and angels sing, you'll remember us.
Nice. It'll be just like that Pulp Fiction when they open Marcellus Wallace's briefcase in that golden light.
I'm glad you went there and not seven. What's in the box?
next week we'll do that.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to our headlines here. First up, MA Insiders tweeted about Songbird a couple days ago. Songbird is the new, will be the next PvP reward hero. She is a former Thunderbolt. She's actually a former Screaming Mimi. Along with Beetle, Fixer, Goliath, Moonstone.
Did you say the Screaming Mimi? Because that's like diarrhea, isn't it? That's what I've always heard. It's Screaming Mimi's. And then really? You said that. I was like, yeah. You've never heard that? Yeah.
I've never heard that term.
Maybe it's a Southern thing. I don't know. But my uncle had the Screaming Mimi's the other day. You know not to go over there.
Dad's in the bathroom with the Screaming Mimi's.
That was her. That was her villain name, and then they decided to do the Thunderbolts thing and like pretend to be heroes with Baron Zemo, all the members of Masters of Evil, and so along with Moonstone and Beetle and Fixer, she's part of the Thunderbolts, and she looks like Rogue wearing the Dark Phoenix uniform, kind of with bad coloring. So she's going to be added to the game as the next PvP reward hero, which probably means, you know, obviously team ups and bonuses with Fixer and Moonstone, since we have those two already in the game. Not even beginning to speculate on, what she's going to be as far as what class, since she has energy projection, maybe a blaster.
I can see that. Sure.
Yeah. That's who we're getting.
I think she's pretty in pink, which is not leading into something else we're going to talk about later. I had to calm the boys down with the promotion, like, oh, we can do this. And we just like, no, we need to walk in line and right. Let them infer whatever jokes they want. But the artwork is very nice. We'll go with that.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous. And it's funny because this is one of those things that came out early and it was getting dismissed on Twitter because somebody had uncovered it in probably the MAA Latino code dives. And when they post on Twitter, people were saying, no, the artwork's different. Doesn't look like, you know, their artwork. It's a total troll. It's a total blah, blah, blah. So, nope, it's real and it's happening. And we'll just have to see. Hopefully they give us a little bit more time. You know, PvP ends in a little over a week. And hopefully we get maybe a week in between, week and a half in between when it ends. It ends on a Friday.
I'll take 30 days, Plato. I will take that in a heartbeat. Give me 30 what? Days between PvPs.
Oh no, you're crazy. Now you're being ridiculous.
I got that many games, man. I need a break.
Yeah. I'd say 2 weeks would be plenty. 2 weeks would be perfect.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
All right. Another thing that popped up on MA Insiders, big thanks to Agent Oranos, who alerted us to this right before the show. MA Insider is also tweeting about a slight change in scheduling for the next Worthy, or at least for an upcoming Worthy. Since we've seen the Thundra artwork as a Worthy, it's probably going to be a replacement for Black Knight, who was also announced as one of the remaining Worthy. Their hint was Skullfire, which pretty much just means, you know, Ghost Rider.
Pretty much.
Him the second demon to be deemed worthy.
What if they're doing an unforeseen crossover and bringing in Dragon Ball Z as part of the game?
Oh, there you go. I'd say percentage of that happening is Yeah, we won't even quantify that.
You just let it die right there. It's exactly. Like, nope.
So, yeah. So basically, probably Black Knight getting replaced, or probably Black Knight's worthy alt getting replaced with a Ghost Rider worthy alt, which is, you know what? I think that's okay. Yeah. Ghost Rider is.
He needs it more.
He needs it more. I still see, Black Knight plenty in PvP still. And Ghost Rider, you never see in PvP. So this will probably make him a little bit more useful. M Sketches says that there was an X-Man named Skullfire from X-Men 2099.
Yeah, well, we're pretty sure that's not going to happen.
Exactly. Even less chance than Dragon Ball Z crossover. Yeah.
I mean, come on. At least mine was founded in a realm of existential possibilities. Yours is just ridiculous. No, right. I am seeing art. Before you move on, I'm seeing some artwork that coming our way that said it's been dug from the code, and it says Marvel Avengers Alliance, choose a side, period, May 2016, and it has in-game artwork representation of the Civil War teams.
Oh, really?
Cap, Bucky, Ant-Man, Hawkeye, Scarlet Witch, and Falcon on one side.
Well,
no, that's not Falcon. Is it Falcon? That's on the wrong side, isn't he? I don't know.
Let's take a look here. Oh, yeah, I've seen this. I thought this was fan-made because somebody
I thought it was fan-made too. Well, yeah, okay, to be clear, I asked if it was found in the code, and the response was, original one found, I fixed it to add Black Panther. So they may have been a misstatement. Maybe it's not. Maybe they found it by somebody else and added Black Panther as opposed to dug it out of the original code, which honestly, this would be the bossest tie-in Spec Ops ever if you do Civil War inside the game. Come on!
Sure. And you know what? This is like the perfect, it's the perfect franchise, or not franchise, but for perfect crossover or tie-in to the movie to do the strike teams things again. You pick a side and you go through the Spec Ops as that side, kind of like we did with the strike teams with the X-Men versus Avengers. It seems like a no-brainer, and they've kind of missed out on a couple opportunities with movie tie-ins and TV show tie-ins especially. So this would probably give them a chance to really do something cool tying into the movie.
And they did Daredevil season one. We got Netflix Daredevil, which everybody hates when we call it Netflix Daredevil. It's Frank Miller's Daredevil, whatever. But
It would have been nice to also get a new Elektra alt, a new Punisher alt, type, you know, John Barenthal or that sort of thing with Daredevil 2. We did get stuff with Jessica Jones.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ant-Man was the last big Marvel movie, wasn't it?
Yes, last big MCU.
That was phase two. This is the first movie in phase three. No, Age of Ultron. Age of Ultron was phase three. And then, so we got Age of Ultron alts. We got tie-ins with Age of Ultron.
Ant-Man was after Age of Ultron, wasn't it?
No, because he has the stinger at the end of Age of Ultron. Remember, I know a guy, is what Falcon says to Cap.
No, that's the stinger. That was the clip from Civil War that they're showing.
Yeah, that's the stinger on the end of Age of Ultron. Where's my chat room?
That was the stinger at the end of Ant-Man. The stinger at the end of Age of Ultron was Thanos grabbing the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah,
you're confusing your stingers. Stinger fusion.
Yeah, but it's probably right as usual.
Yeah, Ant-Man came out after Age of Ultron. That was the last good movie tie-in and stuff. And obviously, we don't get him for
the Fox universe.
Probably not going to get anything for Apocalypse. We're not going to get anything.
No Deadpool stuff.
So that's a bummer.
Yeah, I mean,
They kind of did something. The timing, you can't argue with the timing for the newest Spider-Man alt and Amazing Spider-Man, the release of that film, right? The Sony.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. When Sony put out Amazing Spider-Man, we got a Spider-Man tie-in at the same time,
but it wasn't quite.
It wasn't a tie-in. I mean, here's the thing for me in marketing, aside from the feud between Marvel and Fox, or Disney and Fox, which is somewhat simmering down, it sounds like, you can still base off of their popularity. Just because you didn't put out Deadpool, doesn't mean you can't promote Deadpool stuff in your game and have it blow up. Much like Marvel's Contest of Champions, which I haven't touched for over a year, all of a sudden I'm seeing great Deadpool commercials for that game, and it actually worked, and I went and re-downloaded it, and I've been playing it for the last week or so.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, Marvel.
All right. So anyway, we'll keep an eye on that as soon as there are announcements about the next worthy and the next chapter. We'll get into that. I still have to finish chapter 10. I haven't. And every time I fight an angrier, it makes me angrier. And it reminds me that I really need to finish chapter 10. It's just, I've moved on to focusing on PvP, getting through this slog of a spec ops. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, all that stuff over on MAA too. But happen. It'll happen. Covert Ops has been happening, though. Death Locket Covert Ops over there on MA1. The it starts with a really simple flight deck mission, and then you got to start collecting the pieces. Let me pull that up.
I'm so gonna bomb this thing because I keep forgetting that it's there.
What's the time frame on it? How long do we have?
I'll go find out in a second.
I'll pull it up as well, because
it's got to be at least 20 days, because you only get one piece from
April 23rd. Yeah, so you got to collect 20 VK machines. You have until April 23rd.
Shoot, I don't know if I'm gonna make it, man. I keep forgetting this. I haven't collected any because I've got
two, and you get them from doing the daily. Well, you can also buy them in the store. There's something you can spend all your gold on, Charles.
There, yeah. Well, probably will be, because, man, I gotta tell you, I keep forgetting, because I did the first one like you're talking about. I did the simulators, expecting to have a whole chunk drop in, and I totally forgot. And somebody goes, I think Bobby Shipley actually messaged me. He's like, "Hey, do we only get one VK a day?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" Usually I can figure out acronyms. What the hell is a VK? He goes, Deathlock VK machines. I'm like,
right.
Oh yeah, that.
Yeah.
I don't know because I totally forgot I'm supposed to be going hunting that stuff. And I think she's a cool character. I'd love to get her, but apparently I'm gonna have to pay gold to get her.
Right. So yeah, you might have to. Do your daily missions between now and the 23rd. If you just start now, then you're gonna get 12 lockets. You'll only have to buy. Well, you only have to buy however many you still need after that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there you go, people. It's another reason to do your daily mission.
Right.
And usually I jump on that. We had one recently. It's like, yeah, this is a good way to get me back into playing dailies because it was fun. I think part of it is PvP is going. I'm still farming some spec ops to get the extra CP. And then there's one particular weapon I want to get. And, of course, farming. I haven't made any of the weapons because I'm waiting to see what I win. I'm just collecting up all the pieces. But I am farming the pieces, and they're dropping pretty well. I think I'll have enough to make at least two weapons once this thing's over with. Because I did make sure to unlock the blueprints for them.
Yeah, I haven't four-starred the first mission. Like you said, I've been slacking on MA1 and really MA2. Honestly, just been doing so much work. It's busy time of year right now, but I basically get in, do my daily in MA2. Do at least five fights. I've been pushing to get into Adamantium. I think I'm going to be crossing over in Adamantium in the next couple of days and then stay there until the end of the deal. But
I know. I've got four of those games. Two I'm keeping up with hardcore, MA1 and 2. And then I check into Contest of Champions and Puzzle Quest every day. And then, like you said, it's the TV shows and the work and the family and inside the MAA, it's like, okay, five PVPs minimum, right? And I'm still trying to farm the cops. And now there's a daily mission. It's
right.
Like, life is hashtag first world problems, people. That's what we're bitching about right now.
Right, exactly. All right. Well, let's rather than bellyaching about how little time we have, let's talk about PVP.
Bug Central.
Yeah, we seem to be seeing the thing again where we go against teams that we have no right to be going against, basically teams that we obliterate with our first AoE attack. So their matchmaking does seem to be flawed again. Maybe this means, it's time to do another round of patches and a pre-VP or an interim pre-VP or PvP season.
Yeah, and there's a lot of complaints about the new, or specifically one new EISO, the Fatal Finish, where we talked about that last week. We thought it might have gotten patched. Apparently it has not. It just hides in adamantium. This is where you're going to face it. But it's all blaster team. All of them have Fatal Finish, which means if a blaster dies, it does an explosion. And apparently the explosion is for 35% of your health. And if you wipe out a team, that's over 100% of your health.
Right.
So you're losing by one.
So you, right. You'll basically cause them to die. And what a crock.
Yeah.
So you just got to keep an eye out. I mean, what do you do? You really, there's no,
you have to do a slow kill. To that. I mean, you got to, the only way you can do it, and it's a workaround, but you'd have to do a slow kill and keep
kill
healing
one,
your team.
Heal up. Right.
Yeah. Which is crap. It is crap. You know.
I guess what you got to do is make sure you've got the cube equipped and then do the light right before you kill the other team so that as they blow up,
they just
keep on healing you more and more. Man, yeah, that's brutal.
Man, this jerk off has something going on that's messing me up. Electro just killed a team member. So he's got a cube, he's got some dark scroll, he's got some the staff from like the primitive lands, and somehow he's despairing me and confusing me and maddening me and everything. Like, stop messing with my head, fool. This sucks. That's not a bug. That's actually just a good team.
Sure. Other than that, how are things going in PvP for you? That and the bug, of course.
Oddly enough, I think there's been some other bugs. People were talking about despair. Something's messed up with despair. That I didn't get details from the chat room. And if y'all guys want to put it in now, ladies, gentlemen, whatever, put it in about what's going on with despair. Somebody said, yeah, if you put despair on another team, it's an automatic win. Something along those lines. Hmm. I've heard something about Angrier and how one of his things is working inappropriately. I don't know. But for me personally, I am more and more getting confirmation that this game just works differently for different people. Again, Bobby Shipley messaged me and goes, I'm not trying to be an ass, man, but we have the exact same number of attacks, but our ratings are way off. And at the point, I think we had 89 attacks at the same time, and I was at 1,200 and something points. He was at 1,400 and something.
Oh, interesting.
And I said, that's what I said. I said, I don't know what to tell you. Other than maybe one a little more on defense, who knows? But more and more, I really start seeing when people report in that, you know, this is going on in the game and that's going on in the game. But then I don't have that experience, or you don't have that experience. Somehow these things are playing out almost, I don't think it's totally on an individual level, but almost on a micro individual level of it's just a different experience across the board. I'm fighting. I just lost to a team that I don't think I had any business losing to. Mm-hmm. And I do one of those at least per day. And I'm at 111 attacks and I'm sitting at 1300. I'm at 5% in vibranium, which is roughly mid-ish vibranium, low vibranium. Mm-hmm. I haven't been having too many bad days on defense. It's about average for what you expect. Slightly more losses and wins, but still nothing more than 100, always less than 100 points lost overnight. Hadn't had any wins, but yeah, that's been my experience. What about you?
Actually, I've been having better luck than that, surprisingly. I woke up today to a plus 16.
Nice.
In attacks. Let's see. So where I'm at right now, it's funny. People are going to see a little thin stripe of PvP. Continue here. So I'm at 1364, top 3.65%. My defending team currently that I'm running with is Nolan Kurth. Duh.
I know, and that's so maddening. I want to play the team I want to play.
Yeah,
and that's probably why I'm not higher than I am, because I'm trying to insist on playing the team I want on defense versus the team that works.
You kind of have to, right? And it's funny. It's like, all right, well, it's the if you can't beat them, join them thing, where basically you just have to do what you see everybody else doing, which is null Kurth, null Angrier, Kurth Angrier, the very occasional beast and pestle or enchantress and pestilence. But, you know, for the most part, it is any combination of null Kurth and Angrier, with usually an emphasis on Angrier.
Yeah.
Currently, my attacking team, actually, I was going to act like it's something different. I am still using null and avalanche, but I threw the back for more ISO on Null. Because he does a lot of the step in front of the trunk, the truck attacks, yes. the protects. So having him jump in there, take the attacks, it does knock him out sometimes first. And that helps protect Avalanche, who's got the despair on his debuff. But that does help pull Null back in. And it's saved my bacon a couple times when there's, you know, when Null is the last one standing. And I've got the other team whittled down. They take out Null. He comes back, and then he does a ground attack and wipes out the other team. Nice. So,
what if you put the elite? Yeah, I said the Scutum on there, on him too. So you get back for more, and you're absorbing health.
Yeah, I thought about that. I really like it on my agent.
Yeah, me too.
It's hard. It's so hard to. It's hard for me to give that one up because it's like gold. Yeah. Do I want to hold this gold or do I want to give it to Null? Actually, I can't put both of them on because it's a Null.
Oh, it's that one. That you're slot. Right. It's an alt. You're right. You're alt, right. You're
so
right.
You got one slot. But anyway, so that's the skinny with what's going on with those guys. Lantern of Doom was the piece basically that was missing from my setup. I tried a bunch of different things. I tried the Hero for Hire deal. I tried the Bow of Binding. And while it was great to get those extra turns and bring in and do a summon and pull somebody else in, once I put the Lantern of Doom back in my setup, I just started shooting back up and winning probably 5 out of every 6 attacks. So it's been great. Even against Angrier and stuff, it's been the way to go. So currently my lineup is the Neuropurge because the remove buffs, the pressure points, the off balance is the key one because that takes out counterattack effects.
Yeah.
And it adds psychic attack. So it can avoid a lot of, counter protect effects and avoidance and shield and stuff like that. Lantern of Doom, of course, the cube, the relentless rapier, and finally the Force of Life Blade.
Yeah, you know, that one, $50 is a lot of money to buy a weapon, but they've really starting to prove more often that the gold purchase weapons are really good. Mm-hmm. The Force of Life Blade, I've seen a lot. It makes you go, I wish I'd pulled that trigger when I had the chance. Yeah. And then, of course, Lantern of Doom, absolutely. The weather control device that was on sale again, it's like, it's good. It makes me stumble for not the debuff stumble, but actually mentally stumble for a minute when I see that in effect in the game. Greg, I've got to work around this, but not so much that I can't destroy you. Mm-hmm. The Lantern of Doom or the Life Blade, both are like, man, those are very strategic pieces to use.
Yeah, they're good. And you know, two different reasons to use them, but they, you know, you can see why you see them all the time. And Force of Life Blade, I mean, between that, it's funny with the Lantern of Doom, the cube, and the Force of Life Blade, I've actually got 3 items that can be used to give me heals, which is crazy.
It gives you the heals.
Gives me the heals. So
yeah, that's awesome. I hate that life. I hate seeing that Life Blade, I guess I should say. It's like, ah. Oh.
Yeah,
this is gonna be a tough one.
And you know, if you get despair, big deal, right? The heals don't really do much for you. So, but the Force of Life Blade does sap them a little bit for some SP and sometimes HP. So, anyway, there's that. All right, should we move on to the next item in the list here?
Sure
thing. Which is live lockbox opening. All right. Well, let's switch my screen over. We're going to do this. We're going to try this, people.
I've been holding my lockboxes, and I totally forget that today was Tuesday.
Yep. So I apologize. People are going to be seeing they're going to see me and the Coverville screen that I use, but they'll get to see my lockbox opening.
And his social security number.
And my social security number. Exactly.
How many boxes are you starting with, sir?
139. I thought I had 140, but there's one more PvP battle I could do. Let's see if I need to. If so, I'll do a really quick PvP battle. People can critique my style, and then I'll get another box.
I'm at 136 to start with. So we're very close.
All right. So first one, of course, is always new. Anything good here? Got a proficient reactive ISO 8. Ooh, and
I got AISO, the Volstagg Elixir Recovery.
Oh, ISO. Look at that. Gosh, you don't often see the AISOs in there. All right. Moving on. Next. Another new one. And the Inferno Broom. So this must be the PvP weapon this time around. It applies scorch to enemies with burning, but it also causes burning for two rounds.
Oh, did you get a duplicate or a new?
I got a new. Did you get a duplicate on your second one?
Yes, I did, sir. Yes, damn. I did.
All right. Opening set number three. Well, if it makes you feel better, set number three was a duplicate.
I got a new, but a duplicate would have gotten me there anyway.
Uh-huh. Oh, right. Yes.
Exactly. I got some reactive, refined ISOs. Wow, nothing major in that. Gotcha. Good stuff.
All right. New one and a command point.
Ooh, new one. I got a command point and a collector's item. It's Patsy.
Oh, yes.
Which is from last PvP season.
Yep. Exactly. All right. Bloop. Oh, we got another, what is that, the Rider? Oh, no, the Lewis Automatic Machine Gun.
Oh, that's a good gun.
That is a good gun.
Dude, I got a new cover. I got the Nightcrawler Ambush Waylaying AISO. Ambush gains Paragon Exploiter.
Wow, I have not gotten any AISO so far. You've already scored two.
The Cat Suit, which is another PvP. Oh, wait, I got another Stretch Punch from Mr. Fantastic as well. That makes three AISOs.
Three AISOs.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Thank you, Plato.
Yeah, no kidding.
Your check's in the mail.
another duplicate. This is, I think, what I'm at three covers so far, and the rest have been duplicates.
I'm at four covers. I got another collector's item. So that's cool.
It's like watching somebody open Christmas presents, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's another new one and a couple of shadow cloaks and a Patsy Walker comic book.
Duplicate, nothing good.
Okay. Still no. It's funny. You've been scoring the ISOs.
I did.
Here, this is hilarious. The duplicate I've been getting has all been the same issue of Spider-Man. It's like that is the only duplicate I've gotten. Right. I should get a prize for getting duplicates of that specific issue so many times. And another duplicate. At least it was a different duplicate this time.
Duplicate, nothing good.
Jeez, crappy duplicates. Four covers.
Oh, I got a new one.
100 or 80 open so far. No, 90 open so far and only four covers.
I got simulation point and the crappiest of crap weapons, a power level 94 energy fist. It's like that nice thing was crappy when you could buy it for gold. Why do I want it?
Right. Yeah, I've been getting a lot of ISO crystals. Was that a fifth one? I think that was a fifth one.
Yeah, I've lost count. I got caught up in the AI, so I lost count. I got another duplicate here.
Oh, there we go. Now I got a challenge point, simulation point. Still no AI says. You got the Fistborn Defibrillator, which there's a
new. Oh, that's a good one. The Fistborn Defibrillator.
No, it's not. It's not a good one.
It's not a good one.
No, it's not a good one. Nobody cares about that. Nobody cares about that. Oh, there we go. I finally got an AI so. Oh, and a duplicate of my favorite Spider-Man issue right there.
What's your AI so?
It is the Moonstone Big Bang.
Oh, that's a good one. Phased advantage. That is a really good
one. Yeah. Uh-oh, folks, just one more set of 10 and then
one more set of 10. Let's see what happens.
So I got another new one. That's good. And I got another Inferno Broom.
New one? Yes. I got the Dragon Pew, I think. Yeah, the Pew Dragon, which is, what is all right. This? B&F Ice Brand. That's okay.
Nice.
It's old, but it's all right.
So I got six out of eight covers.
Guess what?
What'd you get?
Shocker recruited, bitches.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah, I lost count. I'm like, hey, I got a new one, but let me look at my items. And it goes, bling, shocker recruited. Like,
Dude, nice.
Go. Yeah, it's cool.
Very nice. All right, so let's do a really quick PvP battle just so I can get that other box, shall we? And I'll even do the play-by-play for people.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun. Do that.
All right, so it's me. Oh, here's a switched-up team. Look at this. It's Agent Zephyrs playing with Null and Kurth.
I should mess with people and put my level one shocker on my defense and see what happens.
Nice. Yeah, that'd be great. All right. So we use our epicenter, which puts despair on the other team. We use our big one, all enemy attack. He's going to throw a grace note at me, but That's all right. That's not an interrupt. That's just, you know, some pre-damage. Do a little rocky rock, droppy drop. All right. And then he's going to attack with his null. You're not worthy. Okay, thanks. I'm going to hit him with my Neuro Purge and my Lantern of Doom, the Smothering Shadow attack. They'll do that business. All right. Warm Zephyr from the opponent. Guess what that's going to do? Absolutely nothing, thanks to Despair. We're going to pull Null. He's going to do his Short Fuse. He's going to do his You're Not Worthy. And then his ground attack, which gets stalled slightly by Arakam Sakam. Arakam Sakam. Kurth comes out with a Stonebreaker on Null. A little bit of damage, but causes some feedback on her. We're going to recharge on our Avalanche. Arakam Sakam on Null. And he's going to do his Worldbreaker, all enemy attack. Feedback from all three of us on Null after a little bit of a stall. Let's see. I'm losing enough health, and I think I've probably already got Despair. Oh, nope. He's not running Despair ISO, so I am going to throw the Alluring Light with a Terracing Boost on my agents or my heroes. And we'll also, I got a bonus turn. Nice. Let's do the, we'll do the Force of Life Blade on Null. That should really piss off my own heroes. Oh, no, I guess not, because it's a stealthy attack, so I don't get the...
they don't try to hit you.
They don't try to hit
me.
Yeah,
good.
He's going to throw his Hailstorm. I've got some shieldage going. M sketches. GG noob. Nice. All right. Mandible. Ooh, yeah. And there's Null starting to drop down into the lower reaches. What's great is it looks like he's going to get one more attack and defend situation here before he comes back for more. So
what AI sir do you have on Null's level 9 power? Beer Addict, because I put, when I use Null, I put the Erupting on his 9.
I'll have to see what I've got on there. We'll do that after a quick attack. There we go. Interrupted with a shield, another shield. Oh, that one breaks through. Avalanche very close to death. I don't think the Terracing Boost is going to pull him out of this one. Nope, he's got 34 health. Let's see. Null is pretty close. Let's have a Ragnarokum Sakum. That ought to take him out of commission. It does. I could throw Doom on the opponent, or I could, we'll do a little healing just to keep Avalanche in the game, because I do like having his Despair. All right, their agent is out, so it's just the three of us and Kurth. We're all alone here. She's got a lot of health. She's almost at full health. We don't have any Disoriented on here, so I am going to start trying to whittle.
Oh, I hate Disoriented so much.
What's that?
I hate Disoriented so much.
I do too, yeah. And it's one of those things that if you're not paying attention and you see that you've got Disoriented, you see it start attacking. All right, this ought to take him out for his first. Nope, he's still got plenty of life left, so good for him. This, she'll probably counter and kill Avalanche at this point, though. No, I forgot that he had the Alluring Light, so he's still in the game too. All right, let's just take her out. Just finish her with some Atom Smasher, and that should end things right there.
Until 9 months later.
That's right. Okay, so we've finished them. Let's go into our collections, since now I do have a 10th lockbox to open.
And how many covers did you get?
I'm at six of eight. So. Okay. We're at a brand new fresh bar. I don't think seeing a new cover would be great. Yeah, I was expecting to get a duplicate there, but all right. Hey, got a fortified ISO, got a robust ISO, and live to open boxes another day.
And somebody in the Agents Only Lounge, one lucky listener, I know they went 8 for 8. Opening lot boxes. They posted that earlier this week, I think it was. Nice. That they were fortunate enough to go 8-for-8.
And, that's the way to do it. That's
somebody in the Twitch chat said they went 7-for-7. They had to fill up the last bar. Oh, we've been there, man. That hurts. Because especially when you pay attention, you're like getting excited, getting excited. And it's like, oh, no, that sucks.
Right. So, oh, man.
Yeah.
Very good. Owen, looks like M Sketches is figuring out which albums I use in my logo. And I think he's probably... Yeah, he's looks like he's got just about all of them. Well, no, it's on that. It's on that.
I know.
Bezel I was using. Yeah.
Well, people right. should stalk you. They should go listen to Coverville because it's awesome.
Well, of course they should, yes. Yeah. All right, so lockbox is opened. And yes, so we do get a new task, as Smurf Bunny points out, a new task tomorrow. So that'll be Thursday. And then we'll help out with getting more lockboxes and closing the deal for me and Shocker. All right. Let's normally that would do it for news for us, but right. We're in the process of splitting up MAA1 and MAA2 into two different shows. Here's really one of the keys to doing that is you getting in your MAA2 specific emails to us. So we're going to have... Obviously, you know, a bulk of the show is from the field and getting to hear what you guys are saying and what you guys are thinking. So get us your MAA2 emails, your MAA2 discussions, points, suggestions, things like that. We'll put those in the letter section of the new show. And that's going to kind of help dictate when we split those off. Because right now, there's only like one thing to talk about for MAA2. And that does not a show make.
No. And we understand that a lot of you tune in just for the one game or the other.
Right, exactly.
You know. So we're definitely working to accommodate.
Exactly. Yeah. You'll notice we're not talking about Avengers Academy on this episode. We are splitting that off this week onto another show. I'm working with Chris Wisdom from BTP on getting that. And there's some cool stuff going on there with the Guardians of the Galaxy. So we'll talk about that over on MA Academy. Marvel Avengers Academy. But MA2 news, they're over at the Emerald City Comic Con right now, Playdom is, and talking a little bit about what's coming up in the game. The big tease is that Sif, Thor, and Valkyrie are coming.
Well, actually, isn't it Sif, Loki, and Valkyrie? Because Thor's aren't in the game.
It's not Thor anymore, though. It's Lady Thor.
I missed
Jane Foster Thor. I was hoping you'd stumble into my trap.
I did.
The current Thor. So Sif, Thor, Jane Foster Thor, and Valkyrie are all to the game, as well as Chapter 5, which is funny because... they haven't released Chapter 4 yet, so they're already teasing Chapter 5, and yet we can't play 4.
How about level cap at 40? That would be helpful, please.
Oh, you know what? Level capping. Right now, leveling is fine. Let's let...
The question is, on Chapter 3, with it starting at 30, rank 35 and higher, have you ultimate that or heroic that? Or heroic, I think, is what it is.
Yes, heroic.
Yeah, have you been able to heroic... I'm making up words. Just do it, man.
I've completed all the chapters in all three levels.
Okay, yes. So you were able to do it even with that kind of game. Okay, that's all I need to know.
Yeah, and really the when they come up with those numbers about the recommended level for heroes, I don't think that takes into account the ISOs you put on them. I think that's like, all right, base level, this is the level of heroes you want to be using. So if you... if you beef up your characters with the ISOs and give them the special abilities like stealthy and free attacks and stuff like that, then you'll be able to get through the heroics really quick. And if you've got Wasp, man, that's the thing. Still would rather have Wasp than any other character in that game to be getting through the heroics, because she absorbs and deflects and dodges so much damage. It doesn't work as well in PvP because you get a lot of players who use the EI cells to let them lets you attack whoever you want. And if you don't have to attack Wasp, then don't, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So
that's cool. MAA2 played them. Where's my silver? Where my money, Ho?
We want our silver scouting missions back. But in talking to somebody in the chat in Agents Only Lounge about some people are still seeing it. Somebody even put in a screenshot of the Silver Scouting mission still appearing in their game, but we can't figure out what makes it appear in one person's and not in somebody else's. So maybe it's their way of screwing over the people who played as Australians.
Maybe, I hope not. But the other thing is, do you have this? I've read other people have it as well as I do, that you'll be getting ready to start any kind of mission. It varies from time to time. It can be a PvP or a scouting mission. Uh-huh. But basically, you hit the button to start the mission, and the game crashes. And so you lose.
Goes right back out to the desktop.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so that's a universal bug there.
And the screwy thing about that, I even sent a ticket to Playdom and said, man, I just spent 5 gold on getting new scouting missions, blew the first, 12 scouting tokens, and then relaunched the game, went in to do my next scouting mission, and it did the same thing. So basically two-thirds of my 5 gold.
Yep.
So I sent the ticket, and they didn't say, oh, sorry about that. Here's some gold. They just said, all right, cool. Do you have any screenshots or any further information you can give us? And they didn't offer to replenish my gold. Thanks a lot.
That's frustrating.
Yeah. So we'll see. The Silver Scouting missions do seem to be appearing for random people and not for everybody. But look for them on Saturdays, and hopefully they have a fix coming soon that gets them out for everybody.
Yeah, that'd be helpful. I need more silver in MAA1 too, but yeah.
Yes, right. Then I think we're ready to move on to our audio segments here. Who do we have today?
All right, we've got everybody today. So here, because it's going to take the longest to boot up. Okay, yeah, here is Anna Doe with his character breakdown, I think it is. Let's see.
Cool.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Anna Doe's MAA Arsenal, exclusively on the From the Helicarrier podcast. In this segment, I will try my best to come up with out-of-the-box hero and team builds, synergies, and uncover certain aspects of the game most tend to ignore. So, with the new PvP tournament that kicked off a couple weeks ago, I'm sure most of us are trying to look for a team that suits best offensively and defensively. Of course, with the addition of the new augmented and empowered ISOs available in the store, this certainly makes things a little more challenging as matches might be harder to fight. So, what I wanted to focus on today was a setup I've been using ever since the release of Chapter 10. It hasn't failed me on offense so far, and I'm almost always getting positive numbers from my defense with it. And now that I've got your curiosity, this team really sucks. I mean, there's no stopping it from sucking. And that's why the Agent, Angrier, and Dr. Voodoo are the Soul Drainers. Now, nice. To go more in depth, this team does a lot. Right off the bat, I can tell you it is the ultimate stamina draining team right now. How? Well, let me explain. To begin, we have Angrier's level 2 Skittering Soul Siphon that provides all allies cloaked in lost souls, which says, if attacked, it will drain stamina from the attacker. Next up is good old Dr. Voodoo. There are two ways he can drain stamina. Both on his level 6 Voodoo Incantation are the abilities Daniel Drum and Vodon Crows. Daniel Drum will drain a portion of the enemy team's stamina while regenerating stamina to all your allies. And then with Vodon Crows, he will place Death Rost on all the enemies. If you don't know, Death Rost will not only let the enemy take damage every turn, but take away their stamina as well. And to top it off, your agent can equip several different stamina draining items like the Signpost, Lunacy, and the Experiment. Once the season is over, I'm definitely going to be using the Spirit Blade, which attacks all enemies, ignores defense and avoidance effects, causes Breakdown, which includes Death Rost, Hexed, allowing attacks to miss, and more importantly, drained energy, reducing attack, defense, accuracy, and evasion, as well as, you guessed it, drained stamina. But this is where it gets a little more interesting. If there's a slight chance that this team takes damage fast, you can place the Blessing AISO on Angrier's level 2. Blessing will increase the effects of healing, and as far as it goes, Angrier can almost always heal himself while attacking. But to support the team even better, using Dr. Voodoo's level 2 Staff of Legba will heal the entire team when used, so it's good to spam that ability once in a while. Of course, a lot of things can stop a team like this, but I'm pretty sure the people over at Playdom are probably regretting making those changes to magic warding. Oh well, the build should be posted later on the FTH Facebook page, So make sure you check it out and share it with your friends. As for me, that's really all the time I have. Make sure you tune in next week, where I will talk about my next build, the Copycats. Until then, stay safe and happy hunting.
All right, so I'm making notes this time. I'm writing down notes. And like, where's the AISO? Man, what AISO do you have on them? What the heck? You leave, do it for me, and I know what's wrong with you. But that's very good information.
Build my team for me.
I know, like, but okay. But I love they focus on the powers and what they do and why they work well together. That was good, sir.
I love Brother Voodoo. I think or Dr. Voodoo.
Brother
Dr. Voodoo. I ran with him a long time after he first came out, and unfortunately, just the rest of the world got ahead of him. But his multifunction is great. The Daniel drum is great. Like the, you know, go attack one of your other teammates. Boom. You know?
Yeah.
Didn't do that. It's great. He's a great, he's a fun character to play.
Absolutely. The group heal does well. Yes. You would think Electro would go well with everybody, right? Cause he can electrify their attacks, but not so much. Yeah. Threw him in with Angrier just to say, okay, Angrier is going to despair the crap out of you. Electro is going to shock you. And that's on defense. On offense, yeah. I mean, you can put it with just about anybody. But on defense, it's like, no, didn't quite work out. So I'm probably going to look at this team sucks.
Love that. Love it. Right. While you're playing the next one, I got to disappear for a few seconds just to deal with some dogs barking upstairs.
All right, go do that. And we're going to put on the PokeProf now.
Greetings, agents, and welcome back to the MAA Microanalysis. I am your friendly neighborhood PokerProf, and I think we might need to come up with a second name for this segment when we do our history lessons, as I'm not really analyzing anything as much as I'm showing off a character that's been announced. How about Into the Archives?
How about, anyway, brah, do you even
we'll
know?
Talk about that later, as today we're here to talk about the newest hero who's joining our ranks as the next PvP hero, Songbird. Born as Melissa Gold, life for the young girl wouldn't be easy, as her mother was sent to prison for robbery, and her father constantly abused her in a drunken stupor. Running away from home, she adopted her mother's name, Mimi, and constructed a harsh, dead personality to keep herself safe. This didn't keep her out of trouble, however, as she eventually dated a criminal who left her to get caught with his stolen goods by the police. It was in prison that she met with a wrestler known as Marion Pouncey, who had Melissa join up with her team of wrestlers turned criminals known as the Grapplers, with Melissa herself taking on a name Screaming Mimi, gaining some cybernetic enhancements along the way. After being defeated time and again by heroes Quasar and Giant Man, Screaming Mimi eventually left the Grapplers and joined up with Baron Zemo's Masters of Evil. It was here that she paired up with a man known as Angar the Screamer. When the man was killed during a robbery, Mimi destroyed her voice with her screaming. It was only by being rescued by Zemo and meeting up with Fixer that she was able to get new abilities based on the sonic horn of Ulysses Claw. When Zemo had made his next team of masters disguise themselves as the heroic Thunderbolts, Melissa adopted the identity of Songbird, becoming involved with Abe Jenkins, also known as Mach 1. In the end, most of the Thunderbolts recruited by Zemo, Songbird included, decided to remain as heroes and didn't rejoin the Baron when he returned to his life of evil. From that point onward, Songbird fought alongside the Thunderbolts, being a near-constant member of the team. She had a hard life, one plagued by death, pain, and the wrong choices. Despite this, Melissa has left those dark times behind her, and should you desire her aid, agents, she'll lend her voice to yours. Head back to the helicarrier, agent, and consider how allies can come from the most unlikely of places.
All right. Basically everybody have a lockbox. But no, thank you for that.
Yeah, no, that's cool. There you go. And so we almost should have began with that when we were talking about Songbird at the top of the show, right? Given the background.
Yeah, you know, if I had actually paid attention to what he wrote, we might have done that and planned out the show a little better.
Right.
But last but certainly not least is the Kingfisher himself. And we know that where's my, dang it, come on. We know how difficult it is for me to get a segment to play off of my digital devices, but we're going to try it anyway. So here we go.
What is up from the Helicarrier? It's Kingfisher 745. And this is the All Hail the King segment that you can only find.
Sorry, I hit a button because my screen went black.
The first thing I just want to briefly say is there's going to be a change to my Facebook account. It involves my ID and kind of getting hassled over my name. So there is going to have to be a change. Only a handful of people know about this. So you guys are next to know. I still get to play the game, so that was the bigger worry. Now moving on from that, I hope that most of you know how I've been covering the most ridiculous teams in PvP. And we only have a few more videos of that to make, for now. This season has seen a rise of a lot of those teams. There's kind of an overload of them. Still, are they going to beat Angra and all? Not usually. So that's going to be the final team we look at. As far as current in-game stuff, first of all with Marvel Avengers Alliance 2, I know I need to start making some videos on it, but I've just been concentrating on leveling my heroes and getting new ones, and moving up a bit in the PvP ranks. The PvP system right now is okay. It's kind of annoying when you're at these bottom ranks, and I'll be playing normal people that maybe belong there. All of a sudden you get a team with full level 29s. And I'm like, why are you this low? And they smash my team. It's got like that Hearthstone thing where you have to win matches in a row. And when you lose them, you lose stars and you end up losing ranks. So it actually depends a lot on luck, who you get matched up against. At least for us people that were left out from the initial run. It's really not fair, and I think a lot of people are mad about that, but I think I'm doing a decent job of catching up. I still don't have my free guardian, and I honestly don't think I'm getting them. But I did win a 2-star Star-Lord, a 3-star Hulk, and a 2-star Cap recently. So I started getting some really good luck on pulls, at least compared to early on. I mean, I had like no heroes and kept getting dupes. Like the same abilities for Hawkeye. At that point, I thought the game was really ridiculous on recruiting, but it has shaped up. So that's MAA 2, a pretty fun game, but for me it doesn't replace MAA 1. Not even close. That may just be some loyalty and a lot of time spent playing it, but moving on. Who I want to cover for the next All Hail the King is going to be Shocker. And currently, that's been really difficult. Now let me just say, I didn't wait for 120 lockboxes. I started opening them at 90. And while I know that really shouldn't make any difference, it's kind of just luck. It still did not go well. I ended up getting only 5 covers. And then in the 40 to 50 after that, I got one more cover. Seriously, that's it. I'm at 6 of 8. That's getting to where I may not even win him. But instead of thinking like that, I'm going to say that we're going to get him soon with the next task, hopefully. And we can cover him for this week's All Hail the King episode. So yeah, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. Now, I mentioned a few teams for him before, and he actually has a lot of options. We were talking about ground attackers and specifically sonic attacks. For example, all but one of his attacks are sonic type. So I said he should go well with someone like Daisy, for example. Quake in this game has a chance to gain rising up after anyone's sonic action. So that means a lot of buffs for her. After that, of course, another very likely team up is going to be with Avalanche. And he gains an increasing damage buff whenever an ally uses a sonic or ground attack. Also, allies' sonic and ground attacks have an increased chance to create falling debris. And well, with all the collapsing infrastructure going around, these two should be awesome together. I was even thinking about putting him with maybe Black Bolt, just for a theme. Instead of an All Hail the King episode though, that's going to either just be a normal PvP video, or maybe a team spotlight. The concept is Sonic Boom. So what other options do we have? Well, we have the Sinister Six, and we have Paragon Exploiter, plus Exploits Bleeds. A pretty nasty combination. Now, one of the most exciting things is there are a ton of Paragon Exploiter characters that are incredible in-game. With the Bloody AISO, you could even make quite a few of them have bleeds as well. So say Captain Britain. But for the episode, we're going to focus on a few that just fit perfectly with that level 9. First of all, Colleen Wing. She's going to apply some bleeds with her open wound, And then she has pressure points debuffs as well. On her level 9, she has deadly crits, exploits bleeds, and Paragon Exploiter. Next up, Volstagg, a very similar situation for him. Paragon Exploiter and exploits bleeds, plus with his E-ISO, that Axorang is a real one-shot ability. Now I'm not sure if I'm going to use this one or the next character, but X-23 also fits perfectly, as War. Finally, Star-Lord, and he's just great with everyone. Plus he does have exploit bleeds and Paragon Exploiter on lit up. So there it is, pretty straightforward, but I think effective team-ups. And as far as using the bloody AISO and the pressurized AISO for pressure points, we'll try to cover some out-of-the-box team-ups with that stuff later. For now, I'll let you all think about it and see what you come up with. As for the segment, that's going to be it for today, but I want to thank you all for listening and then send it back to the hosts.
All right.
Very good.
I made some more notes. So now we're on to, and that's what it takes. You know, when we start playing these audios, we're like making notes for our own teams. That's right. One of the reasons we feature that.
Yeah, totally true.
So Agent Bedell writes in. And he made, wow. See, that's in the email.
Did he make that creaking sound when he wrote in?
You'll see where it's like creak, 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 creak.
Then oil says, his ballpoint pen. It sounds a little creaky, a little dusty.
I just go with what he wrote, man. Don't mock me. He says, greetings, agents. For my check-in this week, I wanted to look at one of the newest AISOs that have gotten a lot of attention. The burdening AISO, which is available as a mission reward in this spec ops. I think it pops up the most in the second mission. If you don't have it yet, you may want to stop everything you're doing and go farm for it. I mean,
whoa.
Give PvP a rest, put away the power cells in MAA2, clear off the dance floor in MAA Academy. This AISO is that good. Like the lethal and the ailing AISO that we've been talking about for the last couple weeks, this one can be equipped on debuff actions and applies straining to whoever it targets. This makes it a great addition to any stamina drain team, and it can help highlight the heroes we have in the game that exploit straining, like Hulkbuster, Iron Man, and AOU Vision. Now, like any debuff, there needs to be a good setup system in place to properly exploit it, and two heroes are set up perfectly to help with this. First is the Breaker of World Null. His L6, You're Not Worthy action, is a debuff that can be used every turn. By equipping the burdening AISO on him, as I've done with my PvP setup for this season, you can quickly apply maximum straining to the whole enemy team. Imagine the destruction that Hulkbuster or Vision could wreak in this environment. Holy crap. That is crazy. But as nasty as it sounds, I am taking this concept a step further by creating the most evil team ever, trademark, Enchantress and Baron Mordo. These two sorcerers already made for solid pairing, but now they're downright terrifying. Here's the setup for Enchantress. You'll need to equip a burdening AISO on both her L2 and L6 moves. Now she can apply two stacks of straining to a single enemy or spread out the love and pain among the enemy ranks. For the agent, you definitely want to use the Luna C for more straining along with any area effect debuff weapons you have. The Twisted Gift, Dark Sigil, and the Made Man are all great choices. I think I actually have most of those weapons. Even the weather control device can work. Now you've gotten lots of debuffs and straining stacks on the enemies. Mordo can go to town and inflict more pain than Justin Bieber's album. Finally, for the piece de resistance, I owe a special thanks to Agent Anado for his suggestion that really took this concept over the top. By equipping the agent with the Grimoire of the Legion and using, that's the book one, I think, right? And using the Blood Magic EISO on Mordo that increases the damage of bleeding allies, you can turn the damage up from 11 to about 11,000 or, you know, to 96,000.
Wow.
As was the case when I field tested this setup in PvE. Embrace your inner evil and give yourself over to the dark powers with this team up, agents. You won't regret it.
Nice. So Enchantress, Baron Mordo, Twisted Gift, Lunacy. Mm-hmm. Twisted Gift is the image that you put into the chat.
That's my Dark metal
Sigil, Made Man, or if you have it, then the Grimoire of the Legion. Wow, very good.
I'm pretty sure I have the Grimoire. I think that's the one that shoots spikes up on your team and causes bleeding, but it does something to the other team as well.
I think so, yeah. It was the crafted Like the thing that you craft.
Yeah, sounds right. Mm-hmm. Sounds right.
Excellent. Right. Wow. So, very good. Thank you.
Burdening, but you have to get the burdening EISO, AISO, AISO first.
Cool. All right, Agent Sketches wrote in. Hello there, FTH crew. Tis I, the agent of sketching, back with a serious topic to discuss. Spec ops, speculations. So, back in, I was almost going to pull the Bill Nye. Spec ops, speculations. So, back in January, the game had gotten a Spec Ops featuring Red She-Hulk as the reward hero, Winter Soldier is the lockbox hero. For me, I kind of saw this as a missed opportunity, as we could have maybe gotten Bucky for a Civil War Spec Ops tying in with the movie next month. Yeah, but you know how bummed people would be if you pushed off Winter Soldier, getting him as a character until then.
Yeah.
But from what I've been able to put together, we might just be getting a Civil War Spec Ops. That is the comic book version of the story. Now, a little while ago, you might remember there was a contest asking us players which heroes we'd like to see in the game. As many of us wanted Namor, Silver Surfer, and Jubilee, I went with something I've been begging and dying to see in game. Since Winter Soldier had been revealed to be the lockbox hero by the time the contest was announced, I wanted to see Pennants as the reward hero for the Civil War Spec Ops, with him having the Speedball costume as an alt uniform and Songbird as a lockbox hero. If some of you might not know, Pennants played a very important role in Civil War, as he and the team, the New Warriors, tried to stop Nitro from blowing up, eventually killing dozens of citizens and what most might consider the start of the Superhuman Registration Act. Yes. Mm-hmm. On top of that, we already have an image of Songbird provided by the good people of MAA Latino. Songbird had been a supervillain before she would later join the Thunderbolts as a hero. Pennants is also a team member of the Thunderbolts. So yes, she will be a lockbox character. And when else would they release her? Why, during a Spec Ops, of course. Seeing the connection here? So with that, I think Pennants has to be the reward hero for Spec Ops 34, as this would be the perfect opportunity to introduce him. Wish I knew it was causing the static. I'm going to turn my mic off and on real quick. There we go. Let me know what you guys think of this possibly happening. I'm crossing my fingers that I turn out right. Agent Sketches, we hope you turn out right too. P.S. I do remember McFall saying he somewhat didn't like the character, but hey, we got to give everyone a chance. Who knows if he might be the next Spitfire.
I liked Speedball. I didn't care for Pennants, but that was a character development in the comics and where it took me mentally, which is good writing because right. It made me uncomfortable and so on. But as far as a playable character,
yeah,
I've never seen Pennants beyond Civil War, but I definitely right. would like to play Speedball.
Sure. Oh, yeah, for sure. M. Sketch is in the chat room going, God, I'm so wrong. Well, we don't know. We don't know who the reward hero is going to be. We can easily assume that it's going to be a Civil War Spec Ops. I think that is a likelihood, but we don't know who it's going to be, so don't worry.
Yeah, it's all good.
Oh, but guess what? That's not all Agent Sketches had to say.
That's right. So, he says in a follow-up email, "Hi, it's me, Agent Sketches again. Had to come back for a second. I sent my other letter too soon. I got a chance to look at the forums, and it seems Songbird will instead be the reward hero for the next PvP season. Oh, well, I guess her being a lockbox hero is no longer a question. On that note, maybe we don't really need a lockbox for next Spec Ops. She'll be coming to the game for sure, so my guess is both events should drop around the same time. Though I completely forgot there's still one character from the Civil War film who has yet to make her appearance in the MAA. That is Agent 13, also known as Sharon Carter. As much as I hate to admit that she's a possible candidate, I see her more as a general release type of hero. I still have my hopes up for Pennants." Okay, and this is how he runs. Okay, enough of me interrupting the show. I'll let you guys get back into the groove. Agent Sketches.
Yeah, you get a lot of different font sizes.
So now, keep funny. Your hopes up, man. That's what keeps the game going. It yep. really is.
Yep, exactly. So yeah, actually, Agent 13, that is a surprising thing since... She was predominantly in Winter Soldier. Mm-hmm. Did she make any appearance in Age of Ultron? I know.
I don't think so.
I think I just remember her in Winter Soldier, but I mean, she'd be great.
She's in every episode of Agent Carter, you know, as Eggs, but you know, she's there.
That's not how eggs work.
Oh, no.
That's not how the Force works. Agent Super Stewie wrote in, says, perhaps I didn't, should I say that she's Mr. Burns' voice. Perhaps I didn't make myself clear last time, or is it my stupidity and I don't understand how things work? One more try, Smithers. Player X started MA 2 months before Player Y. Player X is level 30 and low in PvP. Player Y is high level because he didn't have as much time to level up heroes. They both want Nova. They both won't get Nova. Why? Release the hounds. So in my opinion, I am in competition directly with those who started the game early. If Player X is on my way up the ladder and kicks the crap out of me, then I believe there is an unfair advantage to those who began early by saying they lived in Australia. P.S. I spoke with Mr. Hugh Jackman, and he was pissed that folks were pretending to be from down under when they are not, and had this to say. The shits are just lucky I'm not the really real Wolverine. If you're not Aussie, don't pretend, wanker. All right, yeah, you're right. My know. Mr. Burns does sound a little bit like Bullwinkle.
No,
or like Steve Griffin. Sure, sure.
Sure, whatever. I still not understanding. I guess he's talking about when he's trying to fight up the ranks in PvP. Here's the thing about MAA 2 PvP. It comes in waves. So there are days, and when you find the day, you just have to ride that wave until it stops. But there'll be days when you just find the right moment, and you're just crushing. And the thing is, once you win two or three battles, then you start getting the bonus. So you win one battle, you actually get three, four. I've seen up to four dots drop in. You're progressing you further. And I went from rank 8 to rank 4 in one day. Whereas I'd stayed in rank 8 for 3 days because it's like, fight a battle, lose a battle. Fight a battle, lose a battle. You win, lose.
You get your three wins, but you pretty much just are treading water.
Exactly. Yeah. So it does come in waves. I have a hard time looking at this because I'm level 30. I can only experience it the way I experience it. I just don't see how with the team ups that are right, you have no defensive losses. So it doesn't matter if they fight you on defense. It only matters if you fight on offense. And if you're competing with them to get Nova, and if you are going up against level 30 teams, that's a very bad matching system when let's say you're 15, agent level fit or commander level 15 and your heroes are maybe 15 to 20. You should be matched with similar teams because there are no other bonuses right now. There's no, you have 5 blasters, so there's that bonus. None of that. Right, Ibbit?
Yeah, I think that's right. You look confused all of a sudden. By the way, hold on a second. I'm getting a phone call.
All right, so.
Hold on, let's see who this is. Oh, it's my brother who happens to live in Australia.
Hey, Brian. Hope you're enjoying using my account.
Oh, yeah, totally. Hey, thanks for letting me load that in on my iPad. I really, really appreciate you giving me a chance to play this.
Oh, no worries. I'll go ahead and take that back, and I'll make sure to keep an eye out for Super Stewie so I can kick his ass.
Great. Sounds good, buddy. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Such a timely phone call.
Well, how did he know we were talking about this? That's awesome. So it was awesome timing, yeah.
Perfect, man. It runs in the Ibbit family.
Very good.
So Agent Half Hill says, hello, dynamic duo.
Oh, hold on.
Sorry, go ahead.
Napalm Don in the TV said, I should have said crikey. My brother should have said crikey. Napalm Don TV says, oh Lord, you don't have to pretend you're Australian. You just had to find the APK from many, many sources and install it. Well, for Android, you could do the APK. For iOS, you had to pretend you were Australian. That's the clarification. Yeah. So there you go. All right.
But either way, it should be matchmaking. You should play the game on your level. And if you are if you are consistently facing teams that are well above you, then you are at a disadvantage, and I'm sorry you're having that experience.
And really, the problem isn't with people who are trying to, or people who pretended they were from Australia or got the APK and installed it earlier. The problem is with the way Playdom set this up and actually had if they wanted to beta test things, have a level cap during the beta period to 5 or something like that, so that people had a chance to get caught up and had a way to test all the things in the game, but not necessarily get to max level, get their characters leveled up. Because even if he wasn't complaining about the people who pretended to be from Australia, he'd be complaining about Australians who were leveled up to 30, who were causing the same problem. So I don't think the problem is the people who had early access to the game. The problem is that when Playdom was releasing this thing, that they didn't put safeguards into place that would make it fair for when they officially released the game to make these even.
I have breaking news.
All right.
It just disappeared. I can still remember what it was. There's an ad on the game here. And we, you know, you live long enough to die hero. Or no, you die hero, you live long enough to become the villain. And I think our technological advances have done that. So the advertisement underneath my game was for the Kellogg's brand cereals, with a virtual reality app that comes and it's an effing cardboard holder for your phone that looks like Cap or Iron Man, and you put your phone in it, and there's some Civil War app, and you hold it up to your eyeballs. And come on, people! Cereal, virtual reality app, Captain America. I hate my life right now, just a little bit. Just a little bit. All right. Hello, dynamic duo. Oh, sorry, wrong comic universe. I just finished fighting the Worthy for the umpteenth time this PvP season. Is there anyone in Vibranium and Adamantium not running them on defense? I wrote to Playdom last season to point out how some of the more annoying and overpowered aspects of their Worthy characters, who are still most easily attainable by players who have played from the start of the game, the devs responded by bringing back Null's Meteor Swarm, making Angrier's Possessed cause the whole opposing team to beat each other senseless, which is actually what I was supposed to do from the get-go, honestly, and leaving the unnerfable Kurth completely alone. Sometimes a parent has to use reverse psychology to obtain a desired result or action from a stubborn child. Keep that in mind. I think I need to employ a new strategy when writing to Playdom. Now I'm going to ask him to please make the Worthy stronger. I mean, seriously, it just doesn't make sense that my wimpy team should last more than one round with the mighty Worthy. Cower, endlessly dodging, stamina drain, meteors that kill a whole team, as well as a joy that is rune explosion. That's simply not enough. Playdom needs to add another passive that says, I have survived one round fighting the Worthy. Your whole team must immediately be defeated. At least that way I won't have to spend 10 minutes trying to hit the unhittable Angrier. Maybe this new strategy with Playdom will bring results. Any thoughts? It's worth a shot. I don't know. That is frustrating. And after how many seasons now of them being the go-to team, statistically across the board, both defensively and offensively, you would think that they would have it fixed. They would do something. I noticed that Null's Meteor Swarm was doing more damage than before. Before you could get around it with magic warding, or at least it worked appropriately. Like when he died, it disappeared. I know the other day I killed him, it did not go away. I was like, huh. I mean, I still won, but it was not an easy win.
Right. So,
I don't know. It is definitely frustrating to have a set of characters that seem to rule the game.
Yeah, and that is that can be a frustrating thing, and especially when you start seeing them over and over again. Agent Avril jumps in, says, "Greetings, y'all. Agent Avril here, and boy, do I have some things to say. First, let's get serious. Or not. I've been playing Academy for about 2 weeks, and I think I like it, maybe too much. Random question. Are these, this is not all about Academy.
Because then we'd save that for
this. Go on the other show. Exactly. I've been playing Academy for about 2 weeks. I think I like it, maybe too much. Random question, but want to take a selfie? After all, you're just a player in my game. Come to think of it, this place is buzzing. You're already under my spell, but how I know you're not a double agent? Scoffs. I know you don't mean me. I get great air. How about some lunch? Please save me from the voices. You know, it's funny. I forget about all that because I have sound turned off. But there is some great voice acting in that game. And it's from people you know. It's like, isn't John Cena?
Yes, Hulk? He is Hulk.
And Allison Brie from Community is Black Widow. What's her face? Shipka from Mad Men is is shoot. Oh, Spider-Woman. Okay. Wasp is that hot chick that played The Rock's daughter in San Andreas.
Yeah, lots of big voices.
Alexandria Daddario, that's her name. And what's his face's little brother? Crap, why can't I remember his name? He was in Neighbors with... Zac Efron and Seth Rogen.
Franco, right?
Franco, yes. Not James Franco, but his little brother, whose name
the
I can't remember.
Fun Franco. I mean, I like James, but James is this... He has his way of doing things. Yeah, he's getting more serious.
Thank you.
But his little brother is very fun.
Yeah, Dave Franco. Yeah. Anyway, so there's some great voice work in there.
Yeah.
Let's move on, shall we, in this email? Anyway, I've been trying something different in PvP amidst all the ridiculousness. It's called Cable. Why, Mr. Timeslip, you ask? Give him a calculated force EISO, which gives you measured attack, and his custom thoughtful EISO, which gives you a chance to pre-counter attacks, then watch him go to work. It hasn't been perfect, if only because I haven't found the right partner yet. Tried Karnak. He's too vulnerable around these bruisers and higher ratings. Tried Havoc, but his attacks being radiation made Kurth a total wall of bitch. And yes, I said bitch. Let's also not talk about Angrier and his ironically happy ass. Yeah, I'll figure something out. In other news, I finally recruited Vision and thus have every SO hero. No more 200 CP costs for me. Yahoo! Now I can finally have my own wall of bitch. At least when I get more shield points. You would not believe how surprised I was to get the notification, need more shield points after getting that 4 million silver from the anniversary. No more forgetting to visit allies for me. Dude, yeah, I do the same thing. I keep forgetting to visit allies when it's not Spec Ops time. And that screws me over big time with that. Lastly, I wanted to thank you at FTH for remembering the character I created. It got my creative juices flowing again, and I have two character ideas now, but I'm not sure which to work on first. I'll let you decide. One who definitely won't be in-game, or one who probably won't be in-game. Until next time, I'm taking a half day, Agent Avril. P.S. The lab will return. Let's do the one that probably won't be in-game. Yeah. Although, you know what? I would have said a year ago that we'll probably never see Howard the Duck in the game. Oh, no, it wasn't Howard the Duck because we saw his sprite. But anyway, Cloak and Dagger coming.
Yeah. Yep. And we have an email about that. Go ahead.
Oh, we do. Oh, here we go. And this is for you. Why am I starting to read it?
Agent Chief FDH says, I know I may be jinxing myself, but I think I have a shot at Adamantium this season, which is great because I'm short on CP after getting Kraven, who I'll get to later, and really, really want Cloak and Dagger because boobs. Here's the setup. Infiltrator Angrier with the PvP Infiltrator EISO, which lets him pre-counter. Gracious on his level 2, Hexing on his level 6, and a specific ISO on his level 9, which I still don't have, I don't think. On his turn, I use both of the AoE attacks on his level 6, which generalizes a chance to make an enemy attack themselves. There's a high chance of force to force recharge. After that, it's one of the quick attack, the QA attack, yeah, quick attacks, and then level 2 for the team stamina boost, then both AoE attacks again. Might switch to Blaster because Spitfire teams are taking him out quickly. Bruiser Null, although this says Brew, which makes me think of all the guys who hated the female lead in Star Wars. Brew! You see that shit, Brew? Bruiser Null with a specific EISO to gain a turn on melee attacks. The key difference maker for me is you put the new Despair EISO on his level 6, which helps him neutralize these self-healers like elite EISO agents, Angrier, etc. Erupting EISO on level 9, putting Meteor Shower on enemies, which will stack every time Angrier uses his AoE level 6 attack. I did not know that. That they would synergize that well together. I mean... Bruiser E3 agent with big and fast, elite, and mystical EISOs to make all of his attacks magical, helping Meteor Shower stack. All right, that makes sense. Deb, the Dark Energy Blade, Weather Control Device, Cube, Charge of the Witches, Lunacy. How many? Wait. 1, 2, 3. Okay. It seemed like there's more than 5 weapons here. I was like, wait a minute.
By the way, I played them and I got 17 weapon slots.
So I read, so it's Deb, Weather Control Device, Cube, Charge of the Witches, and Lunacy. If turn order works out, I'm using Fire Tornado to slap Exhausted and a Meteor Shower stack on all enemies. then Luna C to help deplete stamina. Throw in some healing, and Deb interrupts every once in a while. Yeah, whatever. Demo interrupts all the time. Seems to be working well on offense. Only I'm pronouncing things weirdly today. Seems to be working well on offense, only losing occasionally. Same setup for defense, which works well in Vibranium, but I may have to rethink it for Adamantium. I'm floating between 1600 and 1650 right now, hoping to push hard over the weekend to build a cushion, then maintain until the end. So maybe, just maybe, it will work. Like I mentioned, I recruited Craven with CP, and he's currently training to level 9. Eager to see how his full moveset works. I like the traps, and his attack follow-ups seem to proc very well. Not a PvP game changer, but fun for PvE. Especially on free-for-all daily missions with Electro and Lizard. That'd be fun. Sitting at 6 out of 8 shocker covers, so I'm pretty confident I'll get him. Same goes for Death Locket. I don't know about you, but I'm really hoping the next Spec Ops has a group boss. All the training I've been doing has drained my silver. Good luck the rest of the way on Spec Ops and a PvP agent, Chief FDH. So nice. Yeah, I'm out of silver, man. I've trained up a ton of heroes and maximized that whole simulator business. And yeah, I'm clinking the coffers. That's for sure. Like, can I have some more, please?
Yeah. Oh, cool. Beer Addict says that signpost scroll of Rudimaroth, Famine's Toll can all help Null's meteors to stack. So I'm gonna check those out.
So that must have been what they patched him, stealth patched him with, is that all magic attacks now let it stack. Because I noticed it was hitting a lot harder. Because my pattern, when I do use Null, is I will level 6, you know, you're not worthy. And then I'll use my either level 1 or level 2 attack, usually level 2, to hit somebody. Because I want to give him the ability to stack up that Meteor Storm before I use it. But now, with all the magic stuff, you build out a good magic team, then you might can just launch it immediately in that first turn and let it go from there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so, makes sense.
Very cool. Until they nerf it.
Right. Cool. I have to try that one for sure. Definitely.
All right. Yeah, then that's all that stuff. So do you have any quick tips before we get out of here, sir?
I don't. Really, the tip should be go visit your allies every day so you don't run out of shield points. And spend some time and do your dailies so that you don't have to use gold to buy your Death Locket pieces. Whoops.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I'm working on one right now, so I'll have a Death Locket piece by the time this day is done.
Aww.
We dine in hell. Anyway, that's right. Different movie. All right, here comes Mr. Woodard. If I turn this up and do that. Let's do this.
All right, agents, listen up. Music for From the Helicarrier is provided by The Beginning at Last. To see us whenever we're live, subscribe to Twitch TV. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and don't forget to rate us and leave a review. You'll find more of Epic Boss McFall on the Success Freaks podcast and more of Agent Ibbitt on the Coverville podcast. And you'll find both of them at GiantSizeTeamUp.com. Agents, your primary point of contact is via email at FromTheHelicarrier@gmail.com. And find everything else you need, from tips to strategy on the game to full archived episodes, on the TheHelicarrier.com website. Agents, this has been another proud podcast from the Giant Size Team Up Network.
With that, the boss and my chances of completing this covert ops have fled.